Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
The Gemara, it's on Afim Chesim and Aleph towards the bottom, brings a braisa that wants to say that the Machlekes and Mekanah Shemuvah is perhaps a Machlekes Tanuot. The braisa says, Asei li shiur nizom v'tabayis v'kadesh aniloch. If the Isha says, I want to be Mekadesh to you, by you taking my gold and making it into jewelry, into rings, or into bracelets, so Ramei says that works. And once he makes it, he makes the rings and the bracelets out of her gold, she becomes Mekadeshes. V'chomem einu Mekadeshes, at she'egiyah mamun liyada. And the Gemara says, V'chom mean that you have to give her other money, you have to give her additional money, not just making her the rings or the bracelets. The Gemara wanted to say that this is a case of Mekadesh Shemilva, and the Machlokes is if Mekadesh Shemilva is Mekadeshes or not. And the Gemara says three other Akimtis, how really everybody holds Mekadesh Shemilva does not work, but here it's a different Machlokes. One is that the Machlokes is if you hold Yeshnal Tchiris Metchila V'Atzeif. If you hold Yeshnal Tchiris Metchila V'Atzeif, then it's considered a Milva. If you hold Aimless Tchiris Elibesaif, then it's not considered a Milva. That was one machlekes. Second akimta was that really everyone holds yeshla skiris metchila v'atzeif, and the question is if uman kaina b'shvach kli. If you hold uman kaina b'shvach kli, since he took her gold and made it into a ring, he is kaina part of the ring. He's kaina the extra part, what the ring upgraded in value, that the gold became a bigger value. He's kaina that because he made that uman kaina b'shvach kli. So that's not a milva, that belongs to him. So when he gives it to her, that could be a Mekadeshes, and the other one holds not. And the third svara was that he was Haisef Neifach Mishalai, added a little bit of the gold, and he gave her not only her gold that he made into a ring, but he added some gold of his own. And the question was, the ring that he made for her is a milva, but the gold that he added is a pruta. Milva pruta daita milva, or milva pruta daita pruta. Atkan de Gemara. So first, are in the sugya, Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shirim and Bava Kama, you have the same sugya in Bava Kama, it's in Daf Tzadik Tes and Bava Kama, Rabbi Chanan is Eis Kuf Mem Dalad. He asks the Shaila, how could it be, even if you hold aimless Schiris El L'Besayif, why isn't that also a problem with Milva? The problem with Milva is, she owes him money, and he's Meichel V'Chayif to her. So he didn't give her any money. He just was Meichel V'Chayif, and male is not considered she got any money from him. That's the problem with Mekadesh Shemilva. So here also, if let's say Ein Uman Kaina B'Shvach Kli, he wasn't Meisef V'Neifach, so it's her gold, all he did was he worked, he made it into a ring, or a bracelet, he could charge money for the work. She would owe him money for the work. But he didn't charge money. So Mamela, he gave her the ring, and didn't charge her any money. So l'chayra, that's why there should be milva. What's the difference if you hold yeshna skiris metchila v'atzeif, aim l'skiris al l'besaif? He didn't give her any money. The gold was hers. The ring is hers. We're holding einu menkayne b'shvachli. It's not his ring. It's her ring because it was made from her gold. He could charge for a service. He could charge for making the jewelry. It's a service. It's a skiris. He could charge for the work. But he didn't give her anything. And that he didn't charge for the work, that's a chayr like being meichel milva. What's a chilek? Zok Yom B'chanan Ayesait. You find that locha that a yer the seich steich haveray, shaloi b'shus, and does some work for him, he could charge. He could charge whatever the guy would pay for it, the yitzia, he could charge for it. Someone makes improvements, even that the person would have wanted these improvements, so he could charge for his work. Even if they didn't make up any psika b'chlal, how could you charge? Vice, I gave you something. Vice's work is a zach. So she received something. She received the work. Work be'etzim is something. And Memela, because she received the work is the thing. The work itself is a shavapruta, somewhat of an abstract thing. But you see, you could charge for it. So you see that it is considered a thing. It's not just the psika that you're charging for it because you made up to pay. You could charge even if you didn't make up to pay. So now you see that the work itself is a value, it's a moment, and Mamele can Mekadesh with it. We're going to discuss soon why is that Tully, if Yesh L'Skiris Metchila V'Atzeif, or Ein L'Skiris El L'Besaif. But Ava Ara, Rashi L'Chayr is not Mashman that way. Because Rashi says, the maskal in the skir sel b'sayif, Rashi says, shemachzirin la, v'arei l'shem kedushin hu meichlai etzla. He's meichlai to her l'shem kedushin, v'en kamovah k'shemachzirin la. That sounds like it's not the etzim work that's what's being mekadesha. It's the fact that he's not charging for the work. So it's v'ayt d'shverer b'chanan's kasha. That l'chayu should be mekadesh v'milvah. Another error that I have is that mekadesh v'milvah, also the Gemara tells it to later in the Afsamach Gimel, to the case of Rekoy Lefanai, the case of Adab Relayach L'shiltoin. These services that he does, he's going to dance for you, he's going to joke for you, put on a show, or going to do some mishtadlis for you, speak to the shiltoin for you. Those things, l'chayra, if you didn't make up a price, you can't charge for them. Because she could say, it's not work for me. If someone, let's say, puts on a show for somebody, even if the other person enjoys the show, he's not mechuyev to pay for the show. When you work on my rings, you take my gold and you make it into a ring, and I'm going to use the ring now, and my gold went up in value, so I could charge for the work. That's a schiris I did for you. You have to pay him like a payel. But l'chayres, like l'fane, rekay l'fane, only works because he made a psika. Without a psika, you wouldn't be able to charge at all. So how did it become kedushin? It's not a moment b'chlal. It's only because of the psika. The psika then should be, because I'm being meichel the psika, why isn't that mekadesh v'milvah? And like Rashi says, like he pointed out, he's meichel ha'etzloi. Why isn't that a portion of mekadesh v'milvah? So in yeshivas they learn, and I saw Rabbi Zalman says this pretty clear, in Hilchos Ishus Perek Hey, in the middle of the shtickle. But the sign of Kesef Kedushin is, we spoke about this a few times before, the sign of Kesef Kedushin is the Mechayiv of the Kesef HaChayzer. The fact that Kesef really could be Mechayiv you something, I give you money, so you owe me the money that I gave you. And the way Kenyan Kesef works is, you transform the Mechayivus into a Kenyan. That is Kenyan Kesef. The Mechayivus, instead of being a Mechayivus, becomes a Kenyan. There's a Raya. Rabbi Zalman brings this raya, Mizak Dibidi raya, and Bava Kamadaf Ainam Abeis is Mavura Gavaldiga Chiddush. That let's say you want to do a Kenyan Kesef, and the Gemara's case was a Kaitz Tainav Mitainosi Vatik Malik Nevesach. Let's say you want to do a Kenyan Kesef, and you tell him, take the Kesef, cut a fig off my fig tree. Zok the Gemara, that wouldn't make a Kenyan Kesef on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, that wouldn't make a Kenyan Kesef if you're cutting a fig tree, a fig off a fig tree on Shabbos, that's how you're getting the Kesef. Because since you're getting the Kesef on Yedei Chil Shabbos, and Chil Shabbos has a Mechayev of Misa, and since you Chayev Misa, you can't be Chayev anything else, come with the Rabbinei. So a male of that can't make a Kenyan Kesef. So you see from the Gemara that Kenyan Kesef works also Schayevus. And when, for whatever reason, it can't be a schayvus, like in that case, because it came together with the chi of misa, with chil Shabbos, and mele sekom the ramene, so since there can't be a schayvus, the mele, there can't be a kinyan kesef. So this is the site of kinyan kesef, the schayvus. So mele, who and din, if there's another way to shaft the schayvus of mammon, and if instead of shafting the schayvus of mammon, you say, rather than the schayvus of mammon being chal, I want the Kenyan Kesef to be Chal, I want the Kedushin to be Chal, that's good for the din of Kedusha Kesef. So, Mel, it's very good, even the Rekoy Lefanai, Schoik Lefanai, Adam Relayach L'Shiltoin, but the Pshat is there, you need a Psika, but the Psika makes this Mais into a Mais of Schiris, and the Mais of Schiris could be Mechayev, and the Mechayev could be transformed into a Kenyan. And that's the Chayot Rashi means, Harei L'Shem Kedushin U'Meichel Etzloi. In other words, the Meichel means he doesn't allow the Schaivus to be Chal because he wants instead the Schaivus should be transformed into a Kedushin, L'Shem Kedushin. So that's Eikim Mekadosh with Schirus. Good. So either way, Al Kopanim, the fact that the Schirus is Mechayev Mammon, that Kufa makes it a Mammon for Kedushin, if you like Rabbi Chanan, that the work is Be'etzim a Mammon, if you go like we said, like Rabbi Zalman says, that the fact that it's Mechayev Mammon, that Gufa could transform into a Kenyan, that makes it a Mammon of Kenyan. But that's the Mammon that's there for Kedusha. So why is it only if you hold Yeshlan Skiris Mitchila Vatsaif? I mean, if you hold Ein Leskiris Elabasaif. How come if you hold Yeshlan Skiris Mitchila Vatsaif, it is a Milva? So the two Mahalchim to this in the Rishayim. The Rashba says that if you hold Yeshna L'Schiris Metchila V'Atzeif, so Kum Dais, when you did less than a Shava Pruta, already you're Mischayev, less than a Shava Pruta. And that can't work for Kedushin, because Kedushin needs a Pruta. By the time you do a little bit more and you get the Pruta filled up, and you owe a Pruta, by that time, the first half of Pruta is not anymore. The first half of Pruta blibes a Milva. So mainly you never have a Pruta together to be Mekadosh. Daim it to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that if you Mekadosh with a Tamara, and you Mekadosh with a few Tamara, I mean, bazoo, and you give the Tamara, if they're together, Shava Pruta would work. But if she eats each Tamara before she gets the next Tamara, so it only work if the last one was a Shava Pruta. If the last one was a Shava Pruta, so then you can Mekadosh with the last one. But the different Tamarim can't be mitzarev to be a Shava Pruta, because she already ate the Tamara before the Kedushin. And by being mitzarev the first Tamara, that would be Milva, because she already ate it. So here also, every time she works even less than a Shava Pruta, she's already mitzarev the Schiris. And then she works another less than a Shava Pruta. You can't be mitzarev that to the first less than a Shava Pruta, because it's gone already. That was already. And that didn't cause a Kedushin b'shaita, because it wasn't a Shava Pruta. The male, it's a problem with Kadesh and Milva. If the Kadesh and Milva is Mekadeshes, so then, even though the original Pruta, the original less than a Shava Pruta, I mean, didn't cause Kedushin b'shaita, but now we could use it for Kedushin. So now she has a Chayiv Mom, there's a Chayiv Mom of less than a Shava Pruta, and now that commits Tire for this less than a Shava Pruta to make a Shava Pruta to be a Kedushin. But if Mekadesh and Milva ain't a Mekadeshes, that less than a Shava Pruta couldn't be a Kedushin. But Mele applies Mekadesh and Milva. Mashenkin, if you hold, aimless Chir Sela B'Saif. So there was no Eschaivus until the end. At the end, there's right away a Eschaivus of more than a Shava Pruta. So you can Mekadesh with that Schirus of more than a Shava Pruta. There's more than a Shava Pruta of Asachas. It all came B'Saif. That's enough to make a Kedushin. Mashenkin, if Yeshla Schirus Metchila V'Atzeif. So you already had this Eschaivus of less than a Shava Pruta beforehand. And that's not be'en anymore, b'shas the Kedushin. It's already gone. And memela, the last thing is also less than the Shava Pruta. It doesn't work to make a Kedushin. Lefi this Raj b'tainet avni meluun, if the last mashu, the last makkah, she calls it, the last bang of the hammer, itself is worth the Shava Pruta, so you could be Mekadosh. You got a Shava Pruta v'asachas at the last one. But we're talking about that it's done incrementally. Every little drop, every mashu is less than a Shava Pruta, male, it's not mitzareth. It's called Mekadosh Shemova. Now the Rajba is bothered by the case by the Tamara. The way the Rajba learned up the sugi, we spoke about it earlier. So Machlekes Rishainim had to learn up the sugi, we spoke about it in the previous year. Because the Rishainim there discuss, why doesn't it work by the Tamara, just like you could give the Isha Mois and say, Rei Mekadosh L'Achas Shleishim Yayin. And that's not a problem with Kadosh Milva, even if it's Achla Mois, even though the Kedushin is only Chal Achas Shleishim Yayin. But since the money was given for Kedushin, it's a Maisa Kedushin, the money was given to Kedushin, we explained this by Richas in the previous year, she owes the Kedushin, Memela, it's not called a Milva. If the money was given originally for a Milva, and now you want to turn it into a Kedushin, that's a problem with Kadosh Milva. But if the money was given originally for Kedushin, on the money was a Maisa Kedushin, she doesn't owe money, she owes Kedushin. So male, that's not called Mekadosh Milva. So effectively, Shainim said, how come by the Tamar you don't say the same thing? The first Tamar was less than a Shava Pruta, but it was given for Kedushin. So Mamela, why can't they be Mitzayev with the second Tamar? Why is it called Milva? Why can't it be Mitzayev with the second Tamar? It shouldn't be called Milva, it should be called Kedushin. So there was two neschais, how the Rishayim answered the kasha, what the chilik was, and an afkamina alacha between the two. Some Rishayim said of Varen that only when you give over all the money, if you give over all the money, that could be done as a Kedushin. But if you didn't finish giving over for money to Kedushin, so you didn't finish the Maisa Kedushin, the Vaila, everything, could only be a Milva. If it's around, it could be a Pekadon. But if it's gone before you finish giving over all the money, that's a milva, because the Maisa Kedushin starts only when you give over all the money. So the Filat Mahalach, it's very good here by Yeshla Sriyas Metchila V'Atzeif, because Ein l'skiris el b'seif means that the whole skiris comes, the whole schaivus of the skiris, the whole nesina of the skiris, the whole moment of the skiris comes only b'seif. So b'vas acha, she's getting something more than a shavaput that she can mekadesh with it. But yesh l'skiris metkila v'atseif means that there's a schaivus b'chol rega v'rega, there's a schaivus b'chol mashu mashu. And like the Rajba says, so it's a less than a shavu pruta. Are you going to say it's given l'shem kedushin? But until you give all the money, that's not called l'shem kedushin. And by the time you finish the slivus, you don't have the first one anymore. The first one became a milvah. There's nothing left to it. So mainly you can have a problem with kadosh and milvah. But other Rishonim said a different part. Other Rishonim say it's not totally in giving all the ma'is kedushin. It's totally in the gemar hadibur. You have to be finished with the dibur. The case of the Mishnah was, he said, Eskachili bezu, gave her the tamar, she ate the tamar. Then he said, ubezu, gave her another tamar, she ate another tamar. Then he said, ubezu, gave her the third tamar. So there, he didn't even finish the dibur of the Kedushin. Till he finishes the dibur of the Kedushin, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. And the tamar he gave before he finished the dibur of the Kedushin, if she ate it, became a milvah. Ma'ashayi lefi these rishayim, and the Rashi also holds this way. If he says, Eskachili bezu, ubezu, ubezu, and he's finished the dibur, then he gives her one tamar, she eats it, gives another tamar, she eats it, gives another tamar, she eats it. That wouldn't be called milvah. Because once you finish the dibur of the Kedushin, even though you didn't finish in the scene of the Kedushin, then already, whatever you give after the Gemar HaDibur, that's called a Maisa Kedushin, that wouldn't be called milvah. That's mamish like Mekadosh Lach HaLamed, which works even by Nesach HaLamais. So the Rashi also holds the way. So yes, so here also, if you hold yesh l'skiris matkila v'atzayif, but the mindset of the dibur was done already before you started the working. She said, "Aseli shirim nizavim tabayis v'kanan shenilach." You already have a gemara dibur before you started the kedushin. So why is that a problem with kanan shemilva? It should be like the case of mekadesh l'achalamin. It should be like the case we said eskachli bezu bezu bezu. And then, even though he gave them separately, and she ate one before she got the other one, that the Rashi holds is good. Once is a Gemara Dibur, that makes it into a Maisa Kedushin. So what's the problem for Yeshel Skiris Matkila V'atzayif? That's fact the Rashi. And for the Rashi there, it's different. When you have all three Tamarim in front of you, and you made a Dibur on all three Tamarim, that already makes that now the Nesina of each Tamarim, even though it's done separately, is a Maisa Kedushin. Now, Shane came by work, you don't have the work in front of you. There's no way to make the entire work to be a Maisa Kedushin. Work, by its very nature, the second piece of work doesn't come till the first piece is gone. But mainly, you can't say that just because he finished the Dibur, so mainly it's all one big Maisa Kedushin. Because the first piece of work is not there at the same time as the second piece of work, and it can't be there. So mail, the Maisa Kedushin is not nigma be'etzim till all the work is finished. By that time, there already was a schaivus on the less than a shavu pruta, which is a milvah. You don't have a shavu pruta which is not already nischaiv to be mekadesh with it. But the Tais Rid holds not that way, because the Tais Rid holds that even if you hold yesh l'skiris metkila v'atzayiv, but it doesn't pass a schaivus on less than a pruta. So mamela, in contrast to the Rashba, the Rashba is if you hold yesh l'skiris metkila v'atzayiv daika, there's a schaivus already called pruta, pruta, every single mashu, even less than a pruta. Taizrino is not the way. Taizrino is not shaykh such a thing. There's no schaivus in less than a pruta. Less than a pruta is not moment. The male, the schaivus has to be be'etzim only on a pruta. So, male effect, the Taizrino, so I can understand why the original prutas, they're a milvah. Because since the Maisa Kedushin wasn't finished yet, it's not finished until he finished the work. And there's already a schaivus on the pruta as each pruta comes. So the original prutas are a milvah. But the last pruta should work. The last pruta should be a good kedushin. The last pruta should be the same thing if you hold yeshel skiris matkila v'atzayif v'ein l'skiris el b'sayif. So fact the Tais Rid, so why is it called a milvah? So the Tais Rid, a kansa under a mahalach. He says, because even the last pruta is a milvah until it reaches her hand. Because she's not mechuyev until she gets it back. She doesn't have to pay for the work until she actually gets the kli. And that's mavur in the Gemara. Earlier, when the Gemara first wanted to say that the machleikis was of mekadesh milvah, the Gemara starts off, my mamon, ilei ma'isa mamon, rabbanon say she's not mekadesh, she's actually giyam mamon liyada. So the Gemara says, ilei ma'isa mamon, If it means the actual rings and bracelets that he made for her, so you're going to say that the Tanakhama holds, even if she didn't get the ring, she's Mekadeshes, the Gemara rejects that. El b'may Mekadeshes. The Gemara held, even if you hold Mekadesh Shemulv is Mekadeshes, but she certainly can't become Mekadeshes until she actually gets the rings. The Tarit says she's not Mechayev to pay anything until she gets her rings back. So Zakta Taisus Rin, that's the chilik if you hold Yesh L'Skiris Metchila V'Atsoif, Ein L'Skiris El L'Besoif. If you hold Yesh L'Skiris Metchila V'Atsoif, so Kumtais, even though it goes Pruta by Pruta, so L'Chayri could be able to Mekadesh with the last Pruta, but the Taisus is the last Pruta also, he's Mechayev when he finishes the work. But the Kedushin only happens when he gives it a ring. So at that time, even the last Pruta is not here anymore. Even that became Milva already. So the Tais Rid is different than the Rajba. The Rajba holds that the problem by Yeshna L'Skiris Metchila V'Atsoif is that this Schaivus comes on less than a Shava Pruta. And by the time you get to the Shava Pruta, by the time it's a Pruta, already the first half of a Pruta, the first fraction of a Pruta is gone already. That became Milva. So merely you never have a Pruta. But the Tais Rinz hold the problem of Yeshin L'Skiris Metchila V'Atsoif is, even though the Schaivus is Betz and Pruta by Pruta, there's no such thing as a Schaivus less than a Pruta. But the Pshat is Ben Al-Kopanim, the last Pruta is still before he gave it to her, and the Schaivus is Dafka when he gives it to her. She is not Mechuyev anything till he gives it to her. So by the time he gives it to her, you can't have a Kedushin before he gives it to her, because she doesn't have to pay before he gives it to her. But the Etzem is Schaivus was earlier. The Schaivus is already Nigma earlier, so Mamela, by the time he gives to her, that's a time where the Kedushin could be Chal, it's already Milva. Mashenkin, if you hold, aimless Kiris Elba Seif, according to Teiz Rid, when is the Seif? The Seif Gufa is when he gives it to her. There is no Chalaisa Schaivus Bechlal until he gives it to her, because that's not the Seif. Everything comes at the Seif. And what is the Seif? The Seif is when he gives it to her. And male, it's not a milva. At the time he gives it to her, that's when the whole Schaivus is Chal, and that's when the Kedushin is Chal. It's Chal Oba Vesachas. That's not a milva. That's a Taisus Rid's Pshat. And I think the Rashi also holds it as Pshat. Rashi, both here and in Bava Kama, when he describes Yeshnal Skiris Metchilavat Seif, he says like this, the end of Rashi, at the end of the Amid Mechasim and Aleph. Kol pruta upruta kishenigra neschayva b'amalacha lepayel b'skiris. He says clearly, each pruta, he doesn't say like the Rajba, even a less than a pruta, he says each pruta. Mamish like the Taisus Rid, that there's no eschayvas in less than a pruta. So why is it a milva? Rashi says, hilchach kishmach zirin la, have la milva la mefreya. When you give it back there, it's a milva, because the eschayvas was on each pruta, and when he give it to her, there already was that eschaivus. It already was schal. It's a milva l'mafreya. And then Rashi the Maskel ain't the schiris el lebesayif on memchesem and beis atap kishemachzim in la v'rei l'shem kedusha meichel etzla v'ain kam milva kishemachzim in la mamish in ganzen like the Taisus Rid that the reason why it's a milva by yeshel schiris mechila v'atsayif is because each pruta is a eschaivus. So why isn't the last Pruta Kedusha? Rashi says, because when you give it to her, it's a milva. And aimless kills up safe means when you give it to her, that's the Schaivus. But it's very shvei to Taisus Rid, like the Chareinu Master, because they ask the Kash Davni Meluim, because that's a very good pshat for our Gemara. We have a schiris that you're working for, and after you finish the job, you have to still give it to her. So once you finish the job, that's when it's already chal the Schaivus. And the Kedushin can't be chal until you give it to her. So mail it's a milva. But the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara discusses Am Nasha Dabra Laich L'Shilta in Esi Mach Kepayel, B'Skar She Arkavicha Arkivka Al HaChamor. All these cases, Skoik Lefanei, Rekoy Lefanei, the Gemara brings a lot of other cases of Skiris where there is nothing to give to her. Once you finish the work, it's already finished. And the Gemara says, even in these cases, if you hold Ein L'Skiris El B'Seif, it's a Kedushin, but if you hold Yesh L'Skiris Mechil V'Seif, it's not a Kedushin, it's Mekadesh Milva. L'chayr, you don't have the Taisus Rid Svara. In that case, that the Milva is, because the Kedushin is not Chal until you give it to her. L'chayr, Behechach, you're going to have to say like the Rashba Svara, that even less than a Sheva Pruta becomes a Milva, and the Kedusha is not Chal because by the time you get to a Shavu Pruta, already the first half of the Pruta is a Milva. As a fact, if you can have the Mluim, it's Sarachin, I don't have any Tarets to the Kasha. Abal Kopanim, in the Etzim Svara that the Taisus Rid says, that if this Chayvus is already Chal, when he finishes the work, and the Kedushin can't be Chal until he gives it the Nizamim back, that's called a Milva. The Dvo also says the same Svar. The Dvo says also that when it says aimless schiris al b'sayif behechuk, that means when he returns it to her. Because if you're going to say that the schiris is as soon as he finishes, even before he turns it to her, I do be mekadesh shemova, because the kedusha is not chal until he returns it to her. The Dvo doesn't say that the pshat and yeshel schiris mitkila v'tzayif, the reason why it's a milva, is because he doesn't return to it. He doesn't say that. That could be the Ritva at all, like the Rajba, that the reason why by Yeshnal Skiris Metkilav HaTzayif it's called a Milva is because the Schaivis is on less than a Pruta. But that much the Ritva says, agreeing to the Taisus Rin, that if you're going to say, even Aimless Skiris El B'Saif, that you already have his Schaivis when he finishes the ring, and the Kedushin is the Vada only Chal when he returns it to her, that would also be called Milva. Vaishtais, if the old aimless kiris el b'sayif tain is a ritva, like the Taisus Rin, the saif has to be when he returns it to. But the Rashba doesn't hold this way. The Rashba has three tzadim. The raya that the Rishayim have, that if he doesn't give her the rings, there's no havim and she's mekadeshes, is from the Gemara earlier. When the Gemara first wanted to learn up the Braisa, that they were arguing if mekadesh shemuv is mekadeshes or not. The Gemara says like this, when it says, Lemekani Tanoi, Asay Lishim Nizam Tavais Vakanish and Ilach, Kavan Shasam Mekadeshis, Diver Ameya, Mecham Eni Mekadeshis at Shigia Mam and Liyad. Ameya says as soon as she finishes them, it's Mekadeshis, and the Chom say, no, Eni Mekadeshis Shigia Mam and Liyad, until she gets the money. So the Gemara says, my Mam, what's the Mam? Ilay Ma'isa Mam, meaning, until she gets the Shim and Azamim, Mechlal, the Tanakama Savar, so the Gemara says it can't be that when the Chachamim say Achigiyam Mamun Liyadim means the actual Shir Nizam and Tabayis, because then you're going to say that Rabbi Meir has to hold that even before she gets a Shir Nizam and Tabayis, she becomes Mekadeshis, El B'mayim Mekadeshah. So this Gemara held that Mekadesh Umov is Mekadeshis, and still the Gemara is naming on that if she doesn't get the rings, it's impossible for the Kedushin to be Chal. But the Rashba says in his first pshat that no, it's lav dafka. If you hold Mekadesh Umov is Mekadeshes, and he says, even Lididon that Mekadesh Umov ain't a Mekadeshes, but you hold Ein Laskiris El B'Saif, she's Mekadeshes right when he finishes the ring. As soon as he finishes the ring, that's the Gemara Schiris, she owes him the money even before she gets the ring. She owes him the money right away. Avada, he has to give her the ring also. But she owes him the money right away. That's Taina de Rajba. So what does the Gemara mean? Then how could you say she's Mekadesh before she got the ring El B'mayim Mekadesha? So de Rajba, what the Gemara really means is if he didn't finish the ring. If he didn't finish the ring, then B'mayim Mekadesha, she's not Mekadesh, she didn't finish the job. She doesn't owe any money, he didn't finish the job yet. Because even if you hold Yeshla Skiris Mitchila Vatsaif, but Skiris Eni Mishtalem Mesel B'Saif, she's not Mechuyif to pay until the end. But the end doesn't mean when she gets it. When he finishes working, she's Mechuyif to pay. He's bothered because what do you mean, Mechlal the Tanakama Sava Filo Isa Maman Amiloi? Tanakama said Kevin Sha Asan Mekudeshes. So obviously he finished it. He's matchik with it. Bal Kopanim, that's the first mahalach of the Rashba. The Rashba holds, and he says this from the Ravid, that the chiyuv to pay comes as soon as you finish it. There's no din to give it over b'chlal. So lefi zeh, b'hechuk, you're going to have to learn that the problem of milva is not that you didn't give it over yet. There's no din you have to give it over. B'hechuk, you're going to have to learn the Rashba l'shitasai, that the problem of milva is that you already get the eschaivus before you have a shava pruta. But then the Rashba declares to say no. Could be you could say that the Gemara in Amazon will learn the Gemara B'davka. Now, if she doesn't get the rings back, she's not Mekudeshes. She only becomes Mekudeshes when she actually gets the rings because she's not gaining anything until she actually gets the rings. She didn't receive anything. And he says, so she doesn't intend to be Mekadeshes until she actually has the rings in her hand. Aseli Shirin Mesomet Devayis HaKadosh Noach means when I get the rings. That's klar. But that's the Kedushin. The Schaivus of the moment is when he finishes. But Tainet the Rajba, it's not going to be Milveh. Of course, there's no Schaivus of moment. The whole thing is Kedushin. So if you hold aimless Schiris Elabasif, the Schaivus is Chal already when he finishes the rings. The Kedushin is only Chal when he gives it to her. So, but that's like Mekadesh Lach Alamin, which is good by Nesach Lo Amois. And this Rashba Shtim is very good, Lashitasa, in the Rashba that we said earlier, that the Yisayin and Shaladavar here is, that here, since, like we said, it's not the same as three Tzmarim, which you have all the three together, Memela, when you have the Dibur, that already makes the Maisa giving the Tzmarim a Maisa Kedushin, so even if she eats the first Tzmarim, which is not a Shavar Pruta, before she receives the second Tzmarim, it's not Mekadesh Shemilva, because the Tzmarim was given to her for Kedushin, because there was already a Gemara Dibur. So here also, if the old aimless skiris elabasif, so when he finishes the work, and there ladasa rajba de schaivis is chal, that is the maisa kedushin. You already have the gemara diba, you already have the nesina, that's the maisa kedushin. Either kedushin is not chal, that's like being mekadesh lach alamit. That's not a problem of mekadesh milva. So ain't a chinami. The kedushin is only chal when she gets it. And if someone's Mekadesher between the time that he finishes in his Amim and the time she receives it, she'll be Mekadesher to the Sheni. Similar to someone that says, a Mekadesh Yula Achalam Ad Yayim, where there the Kedushin works, it's not Mekadesher Milvi, even if it's a Sachalam Mois, because the money was given for Kedushin, but she's not actually Mekadesher till 30 days. If someone's Mekadesher in the middle, she's Mekadesher to the Sheni, like it says in the beginning of the third parak. And then he says a third sand. Then even if you're going to say that you need the Nesinus HaTabayis Liyada in order for it to be Mekadeshes, but that's just a Tanai. But the Kedushin actually happens when he's finished. The Tanai that she gets it. So it's Ke'ilu. They said that you Mekadeshes from the time you finish the Tabayis, from the time that there'd be a Schaivus of Mammon, from the time you finish the Tabayis, but Tanai that she receives the Tabayis. So if she never receives the Tabayi, she's not Mekadeshes. That's what the Gemara means, Elba Mai Mekadesha. She never receives the Tabayi, Savada, she didn't have a mind to Mekadeshes to him. She never got anything. But when she receives the Tabayi, then she's Mekadeshes L'mafrei from the time he finished it. And if anyone was Mekadesh in between, it wouldn't work. Because when he gives her the Tabayi, he becomes the one that's Mekadesh L'mafrei. So those are the three tzadim of the Rajba. The first side is he b'chal doesn't have to give it to her. She's Mekadeshes. If you hold aimless skill, save immediately after he finishes it, before he gives it to her. And the Gemara earlier is Lav Dafka. Second side is he's Mekadesh when she gets it, but it's not a problem of Mekadesh or Milva. Even though the Schaivus is when he finished it, but the Pshat is, you already have the Maisa Kedushin then. It's like Mekadesh La'ach HaLamed, which works even by Nesach L'moy. It's not a problem of Mekadesh HaMilva. But Mela, she's Mekadeshes later because of the Nesina then, even though the Schaivus was earlier, and she's not Mekadeshes later, it's not a problem of Milva. It's like Mekadeshes La'ach HaLamed. And the third shot is that she's talking Mekadeshes earlier, but tonight that she gets the money later. But Tzarech be a little bit, what's the pshat, but according to the Ridvan, the Taisis Rid, that they hold that behechrich aimless schiris el besaif means that there is no eschaivus until she receives it. Otherwise, there will be a problem mekadesh amuva. Why isn't it the same like being mekadesh lach alamed? Well, you have the eschaivus of the money of kedushin earlier, and that works for later. You have to say they hold that stafka when there's an asinus mois l'shem kedushin. Then you could say that the shibud and the mois is still kaim 30 days from now, and the kedushin could be chal in 30 days based on the asinus mois before. If Shasta Schaivus, there is no Kedushin, Memelu will be a Schaivus of Mammon, and you want the Kedushin to be Chal later when he gives it in his Mammon, that would be called Mekadesh Shemova. As I have been zogging the Fila Ridvan, the Taisus Rit.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.